Sissy Baby Stories. Volume 2. By Terry Masters. This is the second in the Sissy Baby Stories series of collections. Stories were submitted by various authors to Big Baby World, then edited by Mikey of BBW, and published by BBW. Now these have been re-edited by Terry Master and Mikey of Unicorn Tales, and published by AB Discovery. These stories were originally published in the late 1990s, but have been updated and edited for your current enjoyment. Christina's New Baby Girl, by Robin Sue Meyer. Published by BBW in 1995. "Hi honey, I'm home," Rob said as he entered the house after a hard day at work. "Don't give me that honey shit, not after I had to wash the sheets for the fourth time this week," Christina replied. "You know, you're nothing more than a big baby. And another thing, did you forget what I told you this morning before you left?" "I'm sorry," he replied nervously. "I forgot, what was it again?" "I said, if you're going to wet the bed like a baby, then I'm going to treat you like a baby, and then that makes me your mother, not your wife." "I can't call you mother."
"Oh, is that so?
Okay, then mommy it will be."
"I can't call you that either."
"You can and you will, do you understand? And if you don't, I will tell everyone that you are just a little bedwetter."
"Yes, mommy," Rob said in a low and humiliated voice. "I really am sorry, I just am so tired at night that I don't wake up.
I don't want to hear any more excuses. The fact is that you have been wetting the bed now, on and off, for several years. Now go change and take a shower so we can eat supper."
"Okay."
"Okay, who?" Christina said.
"Okay, mother."
"Okay, who?" Christina said again.
"Okay, mommy," Rob said again.
"That's better, and don't you forget it."
"Okay.
Okay, mommy." Rob went to his room and took off his clothes, and then went to the bathroom to take a shower. He turned on the shower and felt the hard spray bouncing off his tired skin. It felt good, and he lost his sense of time, mesmerized by the heat and spray of the water. He was brought back to reality by Christina's voice.
"Aren't you almost done?"
"Yes.
Mommy, almost.
I have laid your clothes out on the bed for you to wear."
"Okay, mommy," Rob said almost naturally this time.
He felt a little silly, but went along with her, figuring it would die down after a while. After he got out of the shower, he dried himself off with a big fluffy towel. It felt soft and soothing next to his almost hairless body. He looked at himself in the mirror and felt a little unmanly with his lack of body hair, but that is the way he was born, so there was nothing to do about it. After he was dry, he entered the bedroom and looking on the bed and didn't see his clothes laid where Christina had said they would be.
"I thought you said you laid my clothes out."
"I did, and didn't you forget something?"
"Sorry, mommy, but I still don't see anything but one of your sundresses."
"I beg your pardon, but that is not one of my dresses, it's much too juvenile."
"It's your new baby dress, and you will wear it, and that's what I laid it out for.
And don't worry about underwear, I'll take care of that in a minute."
"I'm not going to wear that," he exclaimed loudly.
"Oh yes you are. And don't you dare give me any shit either."
"Yes, mommy," he replied glumly.
Rob picked up the dress and looked at it. It was cut very short, with